Did you steal my Cheetos again?
Just tell him it wasn't you.
But I caught you at the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw you snacking on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
You even had him in the shower.
It wasn't me.
I even caught you on camera.
You're the one who granted access to your snacks. Don't talk surprised that she sneak behind your back. You gotta keep tabs before she empty that bag. Let's review the situation. Orange fingers, red flag. To keep you on stash, you gotta hide it better. If she asks where they are, you say forget her. Never admit to a word, and please don't upset her. And if she keep on snacking, I guess you'll let her.
Well, did you?
Wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the first time that's ever worked.
New Cheetos Crunch Pop Mix.
Tom, has Shaggy ever played on this station before?
I don't believe so. I checked the records. I talked to Roger Badish. Okay. He says no.
He says no. So that was Shaggy and Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis for Cheetos for the Super Bowl spots that are airing this year. Now, as the Kansas City Chiefs will face off against Tampa, of course, Super Bowl 55, marketers are gearing up off the field to do battle for the viewers' attention. The 30-second spots are about $5.7 million this year. So the advertising was affected, of course, by the coronavirus, with huge names like Coke, Pepsi, Budweiser sitting it out. Took more than 2 months than usual for CBS to sell ad space for the game, with confirmed brands like Tide focusing on a Jason Alexander sweatshirt commercial. It's actually quite funny. Cheetos, of course, with Ashton Kutcher as well. And the return of Wayne's World and so much more. Now, tonight we're going to preview some of these spots with show regular Jeff Rogers. He's a managing partner of Players Workshop in Chicago. Jeff, welcome in, buddy.
Thanks for having me back, Dave.
That was a lot to spit out there.
It was. I'm surprised to be back after I
screwed up.
Had that unfortunate grilling incident last year. But
is that what it was?
I apologize. I couldn't even remember.
Now, our first guest waited to have their first drink of the evening. Are you a couple drinks in? Or are you good?
Oh no, I've been going pretty solid since March. I've decided to wait the pandemic out. Why?
Good to know. Oh boy, good to know.
Why bother trying?
these 30-second spots. You know, they started, I was looking at some of the numbers, 1973, they were $100,000, fast forward to 85, they were $500,000, 95, $1 million, and almost like every 5 years, they went up another million, and really, in the last few years, it just kept climbing. And now we kind of held off about $5.7 million, which is, I think, the cost last year, and pretty close to what it was in 2019, and everyone says, oh my God, that's so much money to spend on a commercial, but we are talking about these ads like right now on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. It's on everything. So we're talking about it before the game, after the game. It's a pretty good investment, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and you're also talking about stature, right? I mean, you're on the Super Bowl. It's a Super Bowl commercial when they're creating it. There's a lot more than just the 30 seconds that you spend on that time to get those eyeballs. It's also a lot of brand that goes into that and establishment. So, you know, the value that you have of having one on there for 30 seconds goes a lot further than just that commercial. And if it's a good one, well, then you're off to the race.
Well, that, and I just remember going to all these parties, and we've spent some Super Bowls together, too, is like almost people at your house quiet down, not during the game, but during the commercials.
Right. Because
of the anticipation. And you got to ask those three questions. Does this ad build the brand? Because there's a lot of commercials out there that you watch and you laugh at and you remember the commercial. You have no idea what it was advertising, right? Has to build the brand.
Yeah, and there's moments like Oreo had a couple of years ago where they simply tweeted something in response to the lights going out during the game, and that got more attention than any of the commercials. So it's a very fickle sort of arrangement, but you know, you step up to the table, you take your chances, and see if you maybe get a little lucky.
Well, and we're digging deep into this for our listeners tonight. But when you talk about these spots, it could be memorable. You might even remember the brand. But then the trick is, does it drive sales?
Absolutely, and that's the thing, that it's a really hard indicator to actually get a return on, right? To understand exactly if it's connected to that spot. Now, some companies like Apple, back when they did their spot, you could definitely see a direct correlation between sales and that commercial,
sure.
right?
Right.
For some brands, you can see that right away. For other brands, it's a, well, let's see how the quarter goes. Let's see how the half a year goes. Honestly, this year, the number of variables that go into this, into figuring that out, is astronomical at this point.
So the average cost, and we're going to get deep here, the average cost for a 30-second spot, as we said, is $5.6 million. It's about $187,000 per second. That's about 100 million people watching this. That's 5 to 6 cents per viewer. Top TV dramas today and comedies are about 2, 3 cents a viewer, but this is the Super Bowl. So you're not that, you're doubling it, I guess. You're doubling the price of the commercial, but the value of it long term, because again, we'll watch it all weekend. We'll talk about it next week. And hopefully it brings some brand value to some of these advertisers.
The other thing about that, that's just the cost of the to show the commercial.
Right, not to
that's
produce.
That's the other thing you keep in mind, right?
Right, right, right.
That's
right.
Not the production of the commercial and all of the other ancillary things that go into it. The purchases all the way around that, the halo purchases around the Super Bowl to make sure that it's getting press, it's getting talked about, and it's generating some energy and buzz before, during, and after the Super Bowl. So there's a lot of costs involved overall.
One of the things I've heard people talk about on other stations and on this station is that, you know, there's a lot of advertisers that pulled out this year. They want to be sensitive because of what's going on in our world and the pandemic and everything. But I'm going to just tell you that Super Bowl Sunday, this is the one time a year that we have the most eyeballs watching the same thing at the same time, which is, you know, in television and anything you're watching in media right now, we're all watching things at different times of the day. We're binge watching. We're not watching the episodes together. So this is the one thing we do communally, and everybody needs an escape. I mean, we want to, just for a few hours on Super Bowl Sunday, we need an escape, so we need to laugh. I understand the sensitivity to a point, but I still want to escape for the night. I want to laugh, I want to eat, and I want to enjoy a game.
It really is an interesting dichotomy this year, right? Because you'll probably have a larger audience this year than in a number of the years past.
And focused, because there's not going to be 8 million. I'm sure there's going to be Super Bowl parties, but everyone's going to be watching this because there isn't that distraction also.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's not a lot of places left to go. And, you know, yeah. So it's sort of like they're going to have that audience. The whole idea of the sensitivity around it, that's an interesting thing that brands are taking a position on, that we haven't necessarily seen since, you know, 9/11,
mm-hmm.
About how to approach it, how to communicate with their customers and the audience in general. So it can be a delicate line. It can be a tightrope. But there's a number of brands here that just, you know, leaned into it in terms of, A, what the reality is, and, B, that whole idea that you're talking about, let's have some fun.
Yeah.
We need to let off some steam.
Yeah.
This is happening to us. There's a reality
yep.
here. This needs to be a diversion. And do we as a brand need to help solve the problem? Or can we act as a separate place, a separate reality that people can go to for a little while to sort of have a little vacation from the reality they're living in?
Absolutely.
There's a lot of brands that did super well. I mean, they did a great job of it.
Yeah.
Number of brands that I think kind of stumbled.
Yeah, bunch of them. I agree. And you know what? I'm kind of okay now. And I'd like to come back to just giving me a tease so that I have something to look forward to. I don't want to be like sitting there next to whoever's, you know, watching the game with me, my kids or friends or whatever, and going, oh, yeah, but I saw this already. I'd want to do that. I actually want to enjoy watching it for the first time. There's one for Uber Eats, Wayne's World, you know, back in mom's basement, Mike Myers, Dana Carvey. Right now, it is just a tease, which I appreciate, and I'm kind of curious to see what it's all about. Let's take a listen.
All right.
Hey, we're back. 2020, man, that was a great year.
Not.
Yeah, it really sucks.
It sucked, donkey.
Good one. We just wanted to say that we'll see you soon for the game, which for legal reasons cannot be named.
We'll see you on the big bowl.
The gigantic bowl.
Totally legal.
Yeah, completely legal.
All right, good teaser.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
You notice for the last 45 minutes, I've been calling it the big game as well, for that specific reason.
Right.
But it's fun. It's retro, which I think everyone needs a little comfort food right now. And speaking of retro, there's a Jason Alexander, and he's just still so associated with Seinfeld. It's a commercial for Tide. And a lot of these we can't play, folks, because that's obviously very visual. And I heard, you know, I've seen some other people playing it. I just can't make a connection to it. But what did you think of the Tide commercial with Jason Alexander's face? I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah, they use his face on a sweatshirt, and it's all these different reactions to what the sweatshirt goes through on a regular basis before, you know, Tide can give it a good clean. Yeah. And it's very clever. It's a very clever commercial. Obviously, great comedic actor, great thing. I'd be very interested to see how this hits, because it sort of is torn between two markets. The kid wearing the sweatshirt, it's not meant to be for that market, right?
No, not that demographic.
You're marketing this towards people who do laundry on a regular basis. Typically, that's not the teenager in the house, you know, on average. So to feature that person in the spotlight of the thing is interesting. It'll be interesting to see if they see a bump.
Absolutely. Squarespace has one, and I've seen Dean play some of this. Dolly Parton, instead of 9 to 5, she's doing 5 to 9 for Squarespace. I'm not quite sure. And I love Dolly Parton. I mean, she's a lovely woman. I'm not quite sure.
National treasure, Dave.
National treasure. But I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure that sold me on the product and the connection to that as well. We're talking to Jeff Rogers, Players Workshop, also advertising executive, marketing executive, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about the Super Bowl commercials next on 720 WGN.
What if we were wrong this whole time? Wrong in thinking that joy happens only at the end. After the sacrifice. After the commitment. After the win. What if happiness has always been there, fueling the run toward greatness? It's not a distraction, but instead, something more vital. What if joy is the whole game, not just the end game? So ask yourself, are you happy because you win? Or do you win because you're happy?
Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
It's Dave Player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Jeff Rogers, managing partner of Players Workshop, about the Super Bowl commercials this year. That one's a little bit more pulling on a heartstring that featured Serena Williams, Peyton Manning, just about being happy, you know, in this whole thing. Is there a couple other funny ones we want to talk about before we get into the serious side of some of this, Jeff?
I thought the Bud Light Legends, that one is pretty funny. They bring back all the Bud Light stars from previous years, and it's a pretty funny spot. I tell you, the one that caught me off guard, how much I liked it, was the Frito-Lay Marshawn Lynch.
Okay.
Telling the Night Before Super Bowl rap.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yep.
He's great at it. Everybody is hilarious in the commercial, and it's really well done.
There's one also that was very funny. Is now Budweiser, they're only doing like the Bud Light stuff, but the Clydesdales, they pop in and out of the Super Bowl. They're not always in there, but it was a tradition for really decades to have those Clydesdales in there. So Sam Adams decides to do a spot with the Clydesdales, wreaking havoc all over Boston, which is hysterical. I mean, that's a great catch to do something like that when it's being buzzed about that, you know, they're not in the Super Bowl this year.
Well, and it ties into their whole your cousin from Boston.
Yeah, right.
And who's the guy who's playing that is perfect. The attitude of it is spot on. And he just, I think that's a great extension of their brand, of their attitude, and the fun that they're having with it, and the fact that they got to use the Clydesdales, and the way that they do it. I won't ruin it, but it's pretty well done. It's pretty hysterical.
Will Ferrell's in one of them for GM electric cars. It's okay.
Yeah.
And I love Will Ferrell.
It's Kenan Thompson. It's Awkwafina. And it's okay.
It's okay. Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek. He does an M&M commercial. It's okay. Yeah. You know, I mean, I feel like it's just all toned down. Like, I want to be laughing and I want to forget the crap that we're in right now. And, you know, I'm hoping to have some surprises on Super Bowl Sunday because, again, there's a few highlights, but, you know, also just kind of lame on some of these, I think.
Yeah, no, I definitely think there was a tone decision that was made that no one was going to go way over. I mean, if you remember the .com commercials.
Oh, yeah.
When they were launching groundhogs into a big Target or whatever that thing was.
Yeah.
I mean, they really went over the line and were trying to, and you just don't see that in any of these spots.
No, none of them. Absolutely none of them. What do you think about some of the more poignant ones where they try to be a little serious and send a message out there? Anyone stand out for you?
I will tell you this, and I warn your entire audience, there is a Toyota commercial about America's new hero, and you need to have the Kleenex ready. It's talking about Paralympian Jessica Long. And it is as good, if not better, than any of those Budweiser spots with the puppy and the horses. This thing is almost, it's halftime America good.
Okay. All right. Classic. And we're after the news at 8, we're going to be talking about some of the most classic spots of all time. Ford highlights, you know, efforts to fight the coronavirus, noting that soon we will be what we were. Touching, loving, living, surrounding the Finish Strong campaign, donating PPE to underserved communities and designing new products to help protect people from the virus. I mean, they went all in on this. Let's take a listen.
Let's hold the line. Protect it. Fight for it. Sacrifice for it. Let's look out for each other. And I know we are so close. Soon we will be what we were. Touching, loving, living. Let's finish strong.
All right, that's that one for Ford. Any others that are highlight for you?
I'll tell you one I'm a big fan of. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a homer play for me, but WeatherTech has an American Pride commercial.
Yeah.
And they're a Chicago company, and I love seeing it. It's always they're always in the Super Bowl, at least for the last few years.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're doing this kind of commercial, it's just for me, it's another notch of how what would be considered a really niche company is able to really expand its brand in this slot and does it really well, especially this year. So. Big, huge kudos to WeatherTech.
Well, and made in the USA, and knowing there's some Chicago pride in there as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usually we always talk about all the great movie trailers that are out there, and you're not going to see. I remember, I think last year, we saw James Bond last year, and that movie still.
I was going to say, but I think they could show it again, couldn't they?
They really could. You know, well, why wouldn't you? That's a very good point. It's coming out in the fall, and that's one I totally want to see, but there's going to be some, I guess, Disney Plus and some streaming service stuff and some gaming commercials that'll be in there. But again, I'm looking forward to some pleasant surprises this year.
There was one Logitech made one. You know, they're the webcam makers. Yep. Make a bunch of peripherals. I felt like they took the slot of the technology that identifies with creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The creative thinker uses their products. And I thought they did this year as well as Apple has done it in years past. But Logitech has a really nice one with, I think, Little Nas X is in it. And that one is really great. There's a couple that really struck out, too, in my mind.
Yeah? Which ones? Tell me.
There's one, the Michelob Ultra Seltzer.
Yep, got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
With the celebrity lookalikes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Celebrity lookalikes. And I was just kind of like, your brand isn't well known enough
to be playing that off.
Celebrity lookalikes is your bit.
Yeah.
I was like, come on.
Yeah, get a celebrity.
Yeah, actually do that. Yeah, so that one I felt was a big swing and a miss for them. And I'm trying to think of what other one. The Doritos with Matthew McConaughey, waste of talent in that one.
Yeah, they, agree.
Matthew McConaughey, really? That's what you did with them?
Was that with Jimmy Kimmel, too?
Yeah.
Mindy Kaling? Exactly. Yeah. It was a waste. Jeff Rogers is a managing partner at Players Workshop in Chicago. You can visit playerswworkshoponline.com for more info.